If the Ninth Circuit Court eventually stands by yesterday's ruling on the Pledge of Allegiance, satirist Bruce Kluger and Dave Slavin wonder if there will be new career opportunities for the legal profession.
All right, class. It's time for the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, Francesca, would you like to recite it for us?
Yes, Mrs. Gunderson. I believe you know my attorney. He'll be helping me today.
Bob Wilson, Mrs. Gunderson. Nice to see you again.
Likewise, I'm sure, Mr. Wilson. Okay, you can begin, Franny.
I pledge?
Excuse me, Franny. I just want to make sure you understand, Mrs. Gunderson and class, that when Franny says the word pledge, she's not referring to a legally binding pledge, but more like the kind of pledge you give to a PBS affiliate or the Jerry Lewis telethon, which you can always renege on after they send you the paperwork and not really get in trouble. Know what I mean? Sorry, Franny. Please continue.
I pledge allegiance.
Let me cut in again, Franny. See, this allegiance she's talking about, just so we're on the same page here, doesn't imply some chiseled in stone till death do us part type allegiance, but instead a looser, friendlier kind of allegiance. You know, like the kind you give to your hairdresser or your toothpaste brand. Go ahead, Franny.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
Oops, me again. Now, class, you'll notice Franny didn't say American flag per se, and that's an important distinction, Mrs. Gunderson. After all, technically speaking, what is the American flag but the French flag turned on its side with a couple stars thrown in, am I right? So I think what Franny's talking about here is more about the idea of a flag, which in this case would not bind her to any sort of current or future residential status in the event that when she's older she may want to move to, say, Switzerland or something. Sorry, go on, Franny.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
A point of clarification, Mrs. G. We believe that the use of the term United States here includes Puerto Rico, the Virgin Islands, and some or all of Guam, though I'm not entirely sure. I confess international law was never really my strong suit. But I'm sure we could verify which principalities technically qualify as American protectorates with a simple call to the State Department. But I digress. Go on, Franny. You're doing great.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic.
Whoa, hold on there. Let's just make sure we're all clear here. When Franny says Republic, we're adhering to the strict interpretation of the word as defined by Webster, quote, a political order whose power is dictated by the people. Let's just be careful not to confuse this usage with any other derivation of the word Republic, as in Republican, as in the Republican Party, as in welcome to the Fox News Channel, I'm Bill O'Reilly type of Republican. Capiche? Okay, we're on a roll, Franny. Let's bring it home.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation.
As in nation state, as in those terms set here and above with respect to the use of the word Republic.
Under God.
Okie dokie. Here's the big enchilada. As you know, kids, the courts have clearly spoken on the unconstitutional nature of asking little Franny here to pledge fealty to her homeland in the name of the Almighty. So for now, if it pleases the class, let's just strike that from the record. Pretend you never heard it. Franny?
Indivisible.
Objection. Indivisible. I mean, let's get real here, shall we? Continue.
With liberty and justice for all.
With the stipulation that said guarantees are subject to change and that any and all disagreements herein shall be settled in a court of arbitration according to terms mutually agreed upon by both parties. And that about wraps it up. Thank you, Franny.
Can I go play now?
No, dear, it's not playtime yet.
Objection! In Ashley versus Little Tykes Day School, precedence was clearly set.
Satire from the team of Bruce Kluger and Dave Slavin.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Tapes and transcripts are available. Call anytime, 877-NPR-TEXT, or go to our website, npr.org. You can also hear any story from today's show or previous shows online at npr.org. Just click on Archives. This is NPR.